Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you joining the program today. I appreciate you tuning in. So we have rules of engagement on this program, and by golly, we expect you to follow them because I'm a benevolent dictator. If you want to send me a message, it's really easy to do. I mean, obviously, you can look up my email on the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, or you can send me a text message. The number on your message app is 33103, 33103, and then you just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, and you just tell me anything or ask me anything. And then I'd appreciate it if you would follow me on social media. We've been having fun on X, formerly Twitter. Let's just call it, I'm sick and tired of X, formerly Twitter. And I hate X. I don't know why Elon Musk had to do that. But, you can follow me on Twitter. The Twitter account is at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So go do that right now. So if you've been living under a rock, which I know many of you do, if you've been living under a rock, or you've gotten to the point where you just can't take it anymore, which is kind of like me, or you have decided that whatever you hear anywhere is just a bunch of bullcrap, except for here, obviously, you probably already know about this story. So why am I doing it again? Because it so pisses me off. And it so reinforces everything that for, I don't know how many years now, 10 years more, I don't know. I mean, going back to Bill Clinton. I mean, even during my tenure under the Bush administration, this is an issue that bugged me, and yet nobody wants to do anything about it. There is I know I haven't told you what it is yet. I'm burying the lead on this one. I know what I'm doing. I'm burying the lead on it. The New York Post had a story that I want to use before we get to the story that I'm really trying to get to. I want to talk about this story in the New York Post. I mean, this is a complicated program. So you got to learn to kind of swerve with me as I swerve around because we're trying to go through the traffic of all of the crapola that's going on around the world right now. I mean, if you just think about everything, I mean, start in your mind just making a list of all the stuff going on that you think is bat crap crazy, or could lead to World War III, or could lead to the destruction of the United States of America, or is going to cause your cost of living to continue to increase, or is going to make it more difficult for you to live in freedom and liberty. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. But the New York Post had a fascinating story about a new book that Malcolm Gladwell has written. Who the hell is Malcolm Gladwell? Malcolm Gladwell has written many books. The very first one that he wrote, I forget, this may have been back in the 80s. I don't know, it seems like a long time ago, called The Tipping Point. And that put into our vernacular this idea that things go along and they continue on some course, on some sort of trend line, and then there is a tipping point. And any number of things can be a tipping point that causes whatever that subject matter is, whatever that issue is, to then explode. Now, I've decided to use the verb explode. He would use a different term, but I'm using the term explode here for a particular reason. And that is a tipping point in terms of, and I think you could apply his theory to almost any subject, and you could use almost any verb. If you haven't read The Tipping Point, I'd suggest you go on wherever books are sold and get a copy of it. It's a very short read. You can probably read it this afternoon if you wanted to. In The Tipping Point, this idea that things progress and then a person or a thing or an accumulation of things causes whatever that subject matter is to either explode, and there's a reason why I'm using that term, or it could cause that whole issue to implode. So there's two directions it could go. It could blow up, or it could implode and perhaps even disappear. Those are tipping points. He's now written a book some 20 years later, or however long it's been, I just don't recall. He's written a book called Revenge of the Tipping Point. And here's an example that he gave. It's from the book and from the New York Post. When you go back to 1978, 3 decades after the end of the Second War, there was only one Holocaust museum that existed in the entire country. Do you know where it was? No, it was not the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., the most famous of all now. No, the only Holocaust museum in the entire country in 1978 was in Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Now, why? Well, I don't know why, but the fact is that was the only one. And I'm embarrassed to say, I don't know where it is, and as many times as I've been in L.A., I've not been to it. And now that I know about this story, I'm kind of embarrassed that I haven't been to it. And I would certainly encourage you to go to the Holocaust Museum in D.C. It is one of the most sobering museums that you will ever go to in your entire life. Two NBC executives, Paul Klein and Irwin Siegelstein, if I'm pronouncing it right, sorry if I'm not, created a miniseries. Now, this is back in 1978. In fact, I don't remember it. I want to go watch it now. James Wood was part of it. Meryl Streep, Michael Moriarty. The miniseries was called Holocaust, The Family Weiss Story. And the New York Post describes it as an unflinching look at the horrors of the Holocaust. It won 8 Emmys, 2 Golden Globes. Michael Moriarty got Best Actor. It was, and I remember watching it. I want to go back and watch it again. That show aired over a 4-day period back in 1978, became a huge hit. But here is what is, for me, shocking. As much of a historian and a political scientist as I am, that I find embarrassing to tell you. But nonetheless, I want you to know this. This show aired over a 4-day period in 1978, huge hit, and the New York Post writes, many Americans who had never learned about the Holocaust were shocked and horrified. In Germany, when the translated version aired the following year, it caused a social and cultural reckoning. The Post says, German youths disavowed their Nazi elders, and the German government enacted new laws to target Nazi war criminals. Now, we would think today, without any historical background, that we would assume that most Americans know about the Holocaust. They understand what took place. They understand that Hitler was trying to exterminate the Jews. We understand that Hitler was trying to spread his version of socialist nationalism, nationalist socialism, all over the world. And we entered into World War II. I find it shocking to think that in 1978, many Americans didn't understand or even know about the Holocaust. because today there are Holocaust museums in almost every major American city. There's some sort of Holocaust memorial somewhere in almost every city. Why? Because in 1978, two guys made a TV show. Now, this book, Revenge of the Tipping Point, comes more than 20 years after that first book, The Tipping Point, by Malcolm Gladwell, whose simple-sounding thesis that little things can make a big difference, and it became a bestseller. Well, now he's talking about how individuals, we're looking at you, individuals can use their individualism, their sphere of influence, to shape our overstories, which he describes as the collective narrative that we tell ourselves as groups or as a society. So what does that have to do with the story that I want to get to? It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app, whatever it is. Subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown, and that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail-in advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfire. wildfires in our community.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you so desire, you can find any of our affiliates around the country by going to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. You pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all the affiliates around the country, when they air the program, when they re-air the program, and then there's a written list that you can find just below that interactive map. So if you're looking for an affiliate to listen, or of course you can always listen on the iHeart app too, and if you're listening on the iHeart app and you're just looking for a station, you can always listen to Freedom 93.7 out of Denver, where I broadcast on the weekends. So back to Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Revenge of the Tipping Point. For something to tip, he says in this new book, it needs a tipper. Quote, if the world can be moved by just the slightest push, then the person who knows where and when to push has real power. And then he says, using language from epidemiology, that social epidemics can be spread by people for good and for ill. This is, to some degree, now I've not read the book yet, but I intend to get the book today or tomorrow and read it. It is what I've been saying, probably in different words, and obviously I won't sell it, I won't write it into a bestseller like Malcolm Gladwell did. But for those of you who've listened to me for any length of time, I've been trying to explain that there is this power that individuals have within their sphere of influence, because you don't know, for example, you might know your very best friend, and your very best friend is within your sphere of influence, but you really don't know the extent of his or her sphere of influence. And then those people in that sphere of influence, once you get to, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 degrees of separation, that sphere of influence, you may or may not have a clue who is in that. But if you influence those people within your sphere, and you are convincing enough, you are animated enough, you're convinced enough, you are so concerned that people look at you and they recognize, oh, Michael really wants me to take this stuff seriously. And then you start talking about it over dinner, over lunch, in your workplace, in your church, your school, wherever it is. You don't realize those ripples that you're making. And Malcolm Gladwell, again, without having read the book, based on what at least the New York Post is reporting, he's talking about all these narratives that get set out there, and that we have the ability to shift those narratives and to change those narratives. Well, I'm glad to see that he agrees with me. Now, I can't wait to read the book to see, you know, to what degree he believes, as I do, that it doesn't have to be, I mean, it can be, but does not have to be necessarily, you know, a major organization. It can be, and you think about my persistence and my insistence that while we get focused on presidential elections, we need to be as focused on school board elections, city council elections, county commissioner elections, gubernatorial elections, state senate and state house elections, special districts, whatever it might be, your stupid homeowners association. Every single one of those things ends up influencing and regulating, or sometimes over-regulating, people's lives, how they live. And all those little governmental entities, and even a lot of non-government organizations, end up affecting our lives. And Americans, just like the Americans of 1978, who did not know, which I know maybe you're not as appalled as I am, but did not know in 1978, they really didn't know the history of the Holocaust. And then two guys put together a four-part miniseries on TV, and that's what caused all of the creation of Holocaust museums to explode around the world, and for even a German government to start recognizing that, wait a minute, we still have Nazis in our midst. We've got to get rid of these people. We can't have this flourish again. And German youth said, my gosh, these people I looked up to, my elders, these were evil people. And so they started to shun them. And in this country, we suddenly recognized that, oh my gosh, we kind of heard from our parents a little bit about World War II. We heard a little bit about the Great Depression. We heard a little bit about this, but we never understood kind of the intricacies of what Hitler was trying to do. And so two guys making a TV program suddenly changed everything. Now, you and I may not put together a TV program, but right at this very moment, you're listening to a program that is being broadcast all across the country, and the podcast, which will be posted, you know, later today or tomorrow, people download, and I'm happy to say that in terms of my locale right here in Denver, that I'm the highest rated podcast in the entire cluster. More people download my podcast than they do any other program right here in Denver. Makes me kind of reach over and hurt my shoulder, patting myself on the back. But think about the spread of that. That means, now, not everybody that listens to me agrees with me, but people who do agree with me, and people who recognize or take to heart or to their minds the arguments that I make and find them persuasive and use those in their sphere of influence, we might not be a TV program, but we have an amazing ability to change the world. So what happened? What happened that made me think that I wanted to tie this book into my thesis that we have the power to change things? Because I think something happened yesterday, just yesterday, that may be a revenge of the tipping point, and the narrative may change. Now, the cabal, the mainstream media, is not going to do it. The networks, I think that I did not watch the network news last night, so I can't say for certain that they gave much, if any, coverage to the story. I know I'm still bearing the lead. Many of you probably are trying to guess. Many of you probably have guessed what the topic is, but I am intentionally bearing the lead because I wanted to build up to this idea that the story itself is not going to be a revenge of the tipping point because of the cabal, but because people are waking up and realizing, oh yeah, I see that in my state. I see that in my city. I see that in my neighborhood. What is it? I'll tell you next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text any question or comment to 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named Best Overall Diabetes Supply Company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands and will work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-905-5954. 888-905-5954. That's 888-905-5954.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, if you want to send me a text message, very easy to do. On your message app, the number is 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. So, what's the story? How many of you think you know what it is? You really should know what it is. But I want you to think about it in terms of the effect that this story could have if you don't rely upon your neighbor. Don't rely upon Fox News. And certainly don't rely upon the networks or MSNBC or CNBC or CNN or any of the others. And certainly don't rely upon the Democrats. And for that matter, honestly, don't rely upon many Republicans. You need to do something about this. And the outrage, the maddening part of this story is that you go right now to CNN or MSNBC, go to CNBC, go to the networks, and see if you can find this story on the landing page. The Biden-Harris government has released more than 13,000 murderers. That's more than 260 per state. 5,000 sexual assault convicts. That's obviously 100 per state. And more than 662,000 criminals overall into this country. That 662,000, if they were evenly distributed, that's more than 13,240 criminals that this government, that our government, that this administration has willfully, wantonly, and knowingly allowed into the United States of America. If crime is up, don't believe the bullcrap that the FBI tells you about how violent crime is down. And don't even believe your local state statistics. There's a great example here in Colorado, for example. You know, they want to claim that violent crime in Colorado is down. But when you dig into the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, or for that matter, the FBI statistics about Colorado, and you look for murder or other violent crimes, there are several counties in the state of Colorado that for the past 3 months, 4 months, have not reported any crime. They just haven't submitted the information. Oh, crimes are occurring. Trust me, they're occurring in Colorado, as they are in your state. But if you don't report the crime, it doesn't exist. Isn't that fabulous? You know what? I still owe some money on a car loan, but if I just, you know, when I get the bill every month, if I just delete that, well, it doesn't exist. How long before the car company, before, you know, Chrysler Financial comes to, or whatever it is, I don't even know what it's called anymore, comes to me and says, you haven't made your car payment in a couple of months. Well, I think we're going to take that. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, Deputy Director Patrick Lechner released the stats, which Congressman Tony Gonzalez, a Republican from Texas, published on X, Twitter, published it yesterday. According to the ICE report, 13,099 illegal alien convicted killers, have been released into this country, along with 15,811 criminals convicted of sexual assault, another 9,461 convicted of other sex offenders, 2,521 kidnappers, and 56,533 dangerous drug offenders, oh, just among others. Just, you know, just a few here and there. Are you ticked off yet? I know you are. You can't help but be. Listen to the Fox News report.
Yeah, and Sandra, bear with me. We just got these numbers moments ago, but it's a jaw dropper to say the least. So to set the stage here, let me just explain what these numbers mean. ICE has something called a non-detained docket. Essentially what that is it means migrants who were encountered by DHS but are no longer in federal custody. So who's on this non-detained docket? It's illegal immigrants who were caught and released at the border, released with the court date years away. They're in immigration proceedings, combined with illegal immigrants who have already been ordered, deported from the country by a judge, but are still here roaming the country. So keep that in mind, this non-detained docket. According to a letter that the acting director of ICE just sent to Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez, On ICE's non-detained docket, they're currently tracking 425,000 non-citizens who have been convicted of a crime. Of that number, over 13,000 non-citizens have convictions for homicide and are on the non-detained docket, meaning they're roaming the country right now. On top of that, there are another 15,811 non-citizens convicted of sexual assault who are roaming the country right now on ICE's non-detained docket. It doesn't stop there. Those are convictions. The ICE director also says there are currently just under 1,900 non-citizens on the non-detained docket who have pending homicide charges who are roaming the country, and another 4,250 non-citizens who have pending sexual assault charges who are roaming the country on the non-detained docket. So people's eyes might be glazing over right now with all the numbers we just threw at you. Just to put it in a nutshell right here, what we've learned from the acting ICE director via this letter to Congressman Tony Gonzalez is right now there are over 13,000 illegal aliens convicted of homicide who are roaming the United States right now. There are another 15,811 illegal aliens roaming the country right now who have been convicted of sexual assault, and there are even more who are facing charges for homicide and charges for sexual assault. So this just goes to show, guys, the non-detained docket has exploded under the Biden administration to over, I believe it's 7.3 million. They're anticipating it could hit 8 million by the end of the year. But looking at the numbers on this letter right here, there are currently over 600,000 non-citizens on ICE's non-detained docket who are either convicted, or 600,000 non-citizens on this non-detained docket who are roaming the country right now. Of that, 425,000 have already been convicted of crimes. 222,000 are pending crimes. And again,
now, there's something I want you to know about these numbers. These people have been knowingly allowed into the country. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement knows of either their convictions in a foreign country or they know of their charges, pending charges in a foreign country, and they were still allowed into the United States. This, in my opinion, is an impeachable offense. This is something for which I believe that the president, the vice president, and the secretary of Homeland Security, and for that matter, might throw in the attorney general, are all guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors for which they should be impeached and removed from office. It borders. Now, people throw this out too often, and I think it's way overused, but I will say that this may border on treason. And I say it may border on treason because when you knowingly, now, if you were letting people in under some sort of, you know, open borders program, and you did not, you were not aware of these either convictions or pending charges, then I don't think it rises to the level of treasonous activity. But when you knowingly, when you with malice aforethought say to someone, oh, you're a convicted rapist? Oh, you're a convicted murderer? Well, come on in. And in fact, not only come on in, but let us, you know, put you in, you know, some small community somewhere, or put you in, you know, just some state somewhere. By the way, let us take some of the hardworking Americans' tax dollars and give you, you know, an EBT card, maybe give you a new smartphone because, you know, that old crappy flip phone that you brought from Venezuela is no good. We need you to have something better. And by the way, we'll help you find some housing. And, oh, you're a member of Trinidad-Aragua? You're a member of that violent criminal gang out of Venezuela? Well, you know what? Why don't you go to Aurora, Colorado and take over an apartment complex? But yeah, why don't you do that? Or go to Chicago and take on the gangs in Chicago, on the south side of Chicago. This is freaking unbelievable to me. It's shocking. disgusting, and it's impeachable. Now, having said that, I know the weak-kneed Republicans that we have in Congress won't do a freaking thing about it. And the Democrats in the Senate, if the Republicans were, the Democrats in the Senate would block anything that they would do. So we're at a Mexican standoff. There's no shootout at the OK Corral. Instead, we're just sitting here, numb, allowing it to happen. And at the same time that this is occurring, who goes to the border for the first time in years? Lands with a military aircraft and gets off with Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona, who's wearing a camouflage military cap, and says some really stupid stuff. Really stupid. That's coming up next.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Step right up and get ready for the freak show. Wind River Resort and Casino is sure to be a wonder of amazement on Saturday, October 26th. Prepare to be thrilled by performances from Mims and Young Jock. Dress up in your favorite costume and compete for mystifying prizes. Tickets for this freak show start at just $45 plus fee. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. See you there if you dare. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, you can send me a text message on your message app. The number's 33103. Just start your message with either Mike or Michael. Tell me anything or ask me anything. And while you're at it, go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. I'm not trying to be grumpy. Somebody sent me a text message and said, oh, I woke up and listened to you and you're grumpy today. Oh, well, we got some fun stuff to talk about, too. But this is kind of what you call, in the biz, you call topic A. And I am serious about this. And I'm serious about it because it is destroying the very fabric that holds this country together. It is destroying communities. It is destroying states. And it is being done willfully. And if you go back to the discussion about Malcolm Gladwell and the tipping point and the revenge of the tipping point, I guess what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to stir you up a little bit to recognize that if in 1978 Americans weren't aware of the Holocaust, and in 2024 the networks and the cabal, the cable channels, social media are all bearing this story, then how many of your friends don't know about it? How many of the people in your social lives don't know about this? Haven't heard these numbers? And how many of them would be appalled to find out how bad it is? Because I will tell you what your friends probably do know, and what they probably have heard. And that's this kind of bullcrap that is, ugh.
As president, I won't only bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump tanked. I will do more to secure our border. To reduce illegal border crossings, I will take further action to keep the border closed between ports of entry.
Now, I find that statement fascinating. In a mere 18 seconds, she has lied and been disingenuous about what she really wants to do. First, I could play you sound bites for the rest of the program, for the next 2 hours, of her talking about how she, you know, we shouldn't call them illegal aliens, how we need open borders, we need a pathway to citizenship, we need all this stuff that is an open borders person. That's who she is. But she makes one trip to the border prior to some 40 days before an election and lies about.
As president, I won't only bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump tanked.
Now, that's a lie. Donald Trump didn't tank that. Democrats in the Senate tanked it, as did Republicans in the House, because everybody recognized that that border bill contained $6 billion for border security, but $60 billion for Ukraine, and did not reduce the numbers of illegal aliens crossing, but simply said that when the number reaches like 1.8 million crossings in a year or a certain number per month, the president may, not shall, but may, if he wants to, shut down crossings. But then I always question, well, let's say that Joe Biden did decide, if that border bill had passed, that, oh, the numbers of crossing have reached that threshold, so I think I'll seal the border. How? How would he do it? Because they stopped the physical wall, they don't have the personnel to do it, because even if they got the additional personnel, all that's doing is relieving the pressure on the existing personnel who are doing nothing but processing paper, releasing those criminals into the country. All that takes paperwork. Trust me, I know about government paperwork. And what those border agents are doing currently is they're spending a bunch of time just processing paper. So if you add more border agents, that just gives more border agents to allow them to process more paper and not really do anything to secure the border. It was all bullcrap. Total bullcrap. And Donald Trump, quit blaming everything on Donald Trump. You've been in office for 4 years, sweetheart. And by the way, your boss says that you've been with him every step of the way, every single issue, every major issue. You've been a part of every single one of those things. So the two of you as a team did not do squat.
I will do more.
She'll do more. Listen closely.
Secure our border. To reduce illegal border crossings, I will take further action to keep the border closed between ports of entry.
Oh, now, do you know what that really means? What that really means is I'm going to stop people from coming across the border between ports of entry. But I'm going to just funnel them all through ports of entry. She doesn't say she's going to reduce the number of crossings. She just says I'm going to stop them between the ports of entry. So like water, it will seek its lowest level. It will seek, you know, where can I go to get through? And where do they go to get through? Ports of entry. She doesn't say one damn thing about how she's going to reduce the number of illegal crossings. Only that, oh, I'm going to force them into the ports of entry. Well, whoop-whoop-de-doo. That doesn't do anything. This woman absolutely is a pathological liar.
I have met with so many of our dreamers throughout my career, they who have grown up in the United States, were educated here, pay taxes here, serve in our military, and contribute to our communities every day. They are American in every way. But still, they do not have an earned pathway to citizenship.
Well, but let's talk. We're not talking about dreamers. We're talking about the flood of criminals and illegal aliens. Quit trying to shift the topic. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight.
New stuff. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named Best Overall Diabetes Supply Company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands and will work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-905-5954. 888-905-5954. That's 888-905-5954.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's military says it has killed the lead of the Hezbollah terrorist group. The strike came even as the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, told the UN General Assembly Israel is not afraid to strike Iran if it comes to that.
I have a message for the tyrants of Tehran. If you strike us, we will strike you.
Journalist Matt Cotton says there's little fairness in the kind of criticism coming from the international community about escalating tensions along Israel's northern border.
They've been firing indiscriminately on Israel, and yet when Israel takes steps, remarkable steps, including the Pager plot last week, then this air campaign beginning this week to defend itself, the international community, including the United States, comes down on Israel.
Cotton says those rocket attacks have rendered northern Israel largely uninhabitable, leaving close to 100,000 people internally displaced inside of Israel. Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. At a campaign rally in Walker, Michigan last night, former President Trump accused his Democratic rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, of being worse than incompetent in her oversight of the southern border.
There's no greater act of disloyalty than to extinguish the sovereignty of your own nation, and that's what she's done. She's ruined our nation. She's ruined our nation.
Correspondent Rita Foley has a report on gas prices.
Gas is $3.22 a gallon on average, 13 cents cheaper than a month ago, 61 cents less than a year ago. And the AAA says pump prices will probably drop even more due to so-so demand and low oil costs. The states where gas is most expensive are California, Hawaii, and Washington. It's least expensive in Mississippi, Texas, and Louisiana. I'm Rita Foley.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Former President Jimmy Carter approaching a major milestone.
Already the longest-lived of the 45 men to serve as a U.S. president, Jimmy Carter is about to reach the century mark. Carter remains under home hospice care and will turn 100 years old Tuesday. Carter has seen the U.S. populations nearly triple. The U.S. has about 330 million residents. There were about 114 million in 1924.
That is Ron Taylor reporting. Florida Congressman Mike Waltz is co-sponsoring a new bill he says will address a major decline in U.S. shipbuilding capacity.
We've got to incentivize investments that would essentially create opportunity zones for shipyards and then do a lot to recruit our mariners.
Waltz says the Ships for America Act will pump new energy into the U.S. civilian and defense maritime industries. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has pleaded not guilty to federal bribery charges and other counts in a case that has roiled the nation's biggest city after months of investigations, searches, and subpoenas. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
Adams is accused of accepting illegal campaign contributions and free overseas trips from foreign interests looking to buy his influence in city government. Adams attorney Alex Spiro says the mayor is innocent and he will ask a judge next week to dismiss the charges.
There are no emails, text messages, or any corroboration whatsoever that the mayor knew about anything having to do with these campaign donations.
The mayor has denied ever knowingly accepting an illegal campaign contribution. Spiro says the case is based on one staff member who said there was a conversation.
What you have not learned is that that staffer has lied, and the government is in possession of that lie.
I'm Ed Donahue.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, you tuned into The Weekend with Michael Brown. And boy, are you going to be glad that you did. Nothing like on a Saturday listening to me go on about the the bull crap going on around in the world. I remember on your message app, if you want to send me a message, it's pretty easy to do. The number is 33103. Just start your message with either Mike or Michael, either one of those. Be sure and go follow me on Twitter, formerly or X, formerly Twitter. That is at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. This might seem funny at first, and I kind of thought it was funny at first, too. This is CNN, a segment called Kids on Politics.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
Liar. Now, this is the part where if, like me, you think Kamala Harris is a liar, where you go, yay, way to go, kid. Finally, somebody on CNN telling it like it is, right? Yeah, but then if you're like me, you begin to think, uh-oh, who is this kid? Who are his parents? Where do they live? And they're going to get canceled. They're going to get canceled. They're going to come after them. Now, not by me, because now, first of all, I'm not even showing you the video. I'm just playing the video for you. You could probably go find it yourself. I don't know whether it's still up or not. But I don't know. Even if I wanted to put up the video, I'm not very good at it, and so I wouldn't know how to blur the kid's face. Any answer that kid or any other kid gives is fine by me. I don't really remember the program, but there was some program that my parents watched. Art Linkletter, I think, was the name, and it was something about kids say the darndest things. And what I do vaguely remember about the program is that he would interview kids, and he'd ask them questions, and they give these really funny answers. You know, because you never know what kids are going to say. And some of the best comedy is, you know, where kids say something innocently, But, you know, to an adult, it's like, oh, crapola, you can't say that. So any answer that kid gives really is fine by me, because they are kids. Maybe he heard it from his mother and his dad. Now, maybe it's his own opinion. I don't know. I doubt that. But most kids are just a reflection of what they hear at home. Now, let's take that same video, that same soundbite.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
And the look, again, the look on his face. He doesn't hesitate at all. He just says, liar. What if that kid had said, historic? What's the first thing you think about when you hear the name Kamala Harris? Oh, historic. Or brave. Or,
yeah, you know, clean.
You know, whatever kind of accent she wants to use depending upon the audience she's in front of. That'd be fine, too. Kid could have said anything. I've often wondered what the producers and the editors of that segment on CNN thought. Like, uh-oh, well, what do we do here? If we cut it out, are we being, you know, journalists? Whatever. First of all, why are you doing it? Which is really the whole point of this. Why the hell are adults in the media in 2024 asking him that question? Don't they watch their own network? Don't they know what they are? 5 years ago, a little perspective. You know, I love perspective. 5 years ago, the same network, CNN, tried to destroy a teenager's life because he dared to wear a MAGA hat in public. Remember that? Remember the kid? I forget the kid's name. They were on a field trip to D.C., and they were standing on the steps of, I don't remember. See, I've forgotten more than I know about it. They were standing on the steps of the U.S. Capitol or the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, and this Indian guy chanting and everything, and they get in the his face, and the, you know, they get face to face. His whole school had to shut down. They got bomb threats. It became a feeding frenzy. That was CNN. Now they're putting this little kid on camera saying something that they know will make a lot of people angry in their audience. So eventually, now, I have not checked since yesterday, so I don't know whether it's true or not, but somebody's going to find out this kid's name. And they're going to find out where he lives. They're going to find out what his dad does for a living. And then they're going to start looking up on Open Secrets or the Federal Election Commission, and they're going to try to find out which political donations anybody in that family, in the extended family, or maybe the company where the dad works or the company where mom works, you know, what political donations did they make? And then what do you think is going to happen after that? No, don't think about what's going to happen after that. Let me ask you a different question. Do you think that what's going to happen after that is in any way going to be good? No, not at all. So here's a thought. In CNN, here's a suggestion. How about we just leave children out of this crap? Why don't we just let kids be kids? Instead of using them as propaganda pawns, why not spare them the same fate as adults when so-called journalists or maybe politicians don't like what we say? Or maybe nothing will happen to that little kid. Maybe I'm wrong. It'll hardly be the first time. And in this case, I'd actually be relieved. But if it does happen, you heard it here. And I just think it's, well, I think it's funny. I can't deny that I think it's funny.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
The kid is cute.
What's the first word that pops into your head?
He's got a little t-shirt on. He's got kind of short brown hair. He's kind of, you know, he's got his hands in his lap and he's kind of leaning. He's in a, you know, one of these stupid, classroom chairs, you know, these stupid plastic chairs. They're uncomfortable. And he's kind of leaning over the table.
And what I find fascinating about the screenshot that's in front of me right now is the journalist is kind of looking down at the kid. She has a pen in her hand, and obviously she's got her notes for the interview. But in front of the kid, it's almost as if he's being interrogated, because they've got a typical, what I would call a standard table from a classroom. You know, one of these kind of plastic tables. I don't know what they're made out of. It's kind of grayish, light colored on the top. But in front of the kid are two pieces of paper pushed together, two 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper pushed together. And let's see, would be on his left is a picture of Kamala Harris. And on his right is a picture of Donald Trump. It's almost as if he's being interrogated. Do you recognize either of these people? Can you show us on the doll where they touched you? What did they say? Did they offer you any candy? No, but she's a liar. Good grief. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. On your podcast app, don't forget, subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. Whatever podcast app you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown and hit subscribe. That will get you all of the weekday program and the weekend program. Hang tight. Coming right back.
With the rise in anti-Semitism and continued attacks on Israel, it is more important than ever to stand with Israel and the Jewish people. As we approach the one-year mark of October 7th, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is partnering with over 230 churches and other organizations across America in Flags of Fellowship by planting Israeli flags to remember the over 1,200 victims. You can be a part of Flags of Fellowship, too. There is a tremendous need for food and basic supplies for evacuated families trying to survive in communities impacted by the ongoing war. That's why IFCJ is asking 1,200 listeners today to make a gift of $100 to help provide emergency food boxes for a displaced family in Israel. Israel needs your support now more than ever. Let the world know that listeners like you stand with Israel. Call to make your gift right now at 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-4325. Or go online to supportifcj.org to give. That's one word, supportifcj.org.
Interested in becoming a nurse? The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program invites you October 14th at 5:30 p.m. for an information session where you'll learn about application requirements and the multi-criteria selection process. For the Zoom link and a preview of the information to be reviewed, visit shastacollege.edu.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Hi, I'm John Welsh, and I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Be sure to follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. You know, if you like what you hear on the weekend, you can always listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. Just search for 630 KHOW, 630 AM KHOW in Denver. And you can also listen on the weekends, obviously, on Freedom 93.7 here in Denver. But if you like the weekend program, I would invite you to come over and listen to the weekday program, Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, on your app or however you stream, on 630 KHOW right here in Denver. So go do that. Bobby Kennedy Jr. has been in the news this past week, and I find it fascinating some of the things that have been said. He was at a Michigan rally for Trump, and he points out that you know, if you're late for work, or you screwed up a project, or whatever it might be, he has the perfect excuse.
Oh, tell the truth when we did something wrong. So one time I hit a baseball through my mom's window and broke it. And my dad said to me, before you answer this question, I want you to remember what George Washington did. He cut down the cherry tree. This is a story every American knew at that time. His father asked him, well, who cut it down? And he said, I did. He always admitted when he was wrong. But now the Democratic Party has given us a loophole around that mandate. All you have to know is seven words, and you never have to admit to doing anything wrong again. And you know what those seven words are? I was born in the middle class. Oh. So repeat after me, I was born in the middle class.
Do it. Come on, repeat it.
So the next time your boss asks you why you were late for work, what are you going to say? And the next time your wife asks you why you didn't take out the garbage, what are you going to say? And the next time your landlord asks you for the rent check, what are you going to say? That's all you have to know, and you don't have to answer any question. And we know why she didn't want to answer that question, because there's no good answer to it. By every indicia in which we measure the welfare of our economy, the Trump administration excelled, and the Biden-Harris administration has failed us. Inflation on average during the Trump administration was held under 7%. Now it's at 20%. Gross rents have almost doubled. Mortgages have more than doubled in just 3.5 years. Groceries have gone up. Gasoline has gone up. Electricity has gone up. Healthcare has gone up. Do you know the only thing that's gone down? Wages. So, though that is not a success story, and I don't blame her for not wanting to answer that question. It was a question that was almost impossible for her to answer, impossible for her to answer truthfully and still walk out of that debate.
Yeah. But she did attempt to talk about the economy, and she attempted to do so without a script. When I think I greatly admire Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady. She was tough as nails. She was a brilliant debater. She was smart as could be. And between Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, and Pope John Paul, they completely secured and destroyed, to the extent they could at that time, the spread of communism around the world. I don't think Margaret Thatcher would have been very impressed by Kamala Harris. Here she is, just a short 30 seconds, talking to a group of Latinos in which she's asked, well, what about the economy?
Latino small businesses are the fastest growing in the country.
Yes, they are.
Right, right.
Yes, they are.
But included in that is that we don't lack for people who have ambition and have aspirations and dreams and an idea that is a great idea and work ethic. Mm. But not everybody has access to the capital.
So true.
And I believe strongly that our small businesses are the backbone of America's economy. Mm. So when we grow and strengthen small businesses, we all benefit.
Now, I was fascinated by that answer. Because, yes, you know, I think almost everybody has dreams and aspirations. You do. I certainly do. And we all want to strive and be, at least I hope you do, you want to strive and be the best that you can be at whatever you're doing. Doesn't make, for me, it doesn't make any difference what anybody does. I have respect for work, period, work. Maybe it's just the Judeo-Christian ethic that's been kind of inculcated in me. But, you know, kind of like Dr. Martin Luther King in the street sweeper speech talked about, if you're going to be a street sweeper, then be the best dang street sweeper possible, because that's kind of what we're, as humans, expected to do. That's why I despise people who are rude to people in the service industry. Now, sometimes are they frustrating? Yes. But you don't have to yell at them. You don't have to be rude to them. And if there's something wrong, if you're in a restaurant and there's something wrong with the dish that you've ordered, you know what? It's not the waiter's fault. Well, I mean, it could be if they place the order wrong, but more likely than not, it's somebody in the kitchen that did something wrong. But you don't have to scream about it. You can just say, listen, this is not what I ordered, or this isn't prepared right, or this is, you know, it's cold, or it's, you know, whatever. But treat everyone with respect. Even when you're mad at them, treat them with respect. You know, there's for me personally, when if I do something wrong, which is very, very rare, when I do something wrong and someone's yelling at me, boy, do I go into this kind of neutral defense position. And I just watch. I lock eye contact and I watch. And I let them yell and scream and get red in the face and do whatever they're going to do. And I don't say a word. Just don't say a word. Because eventually, they run out of steam. They don't have anything else to say. And because you've not given them any ammunition by trying to engage in the battle with them, they've just, okay, you made your point. Okay, thank you. All right, move on. What's... you know, point taken. Don't do that again. Thank you. Bye. Whatever. Kamala Harris can't do that. She simply cannot do that. You want to hear another funny story? Well, you may not find it funny, but I find it funny because this is how absurd the country's become. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text any question or comment to 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Yeah.
with your gut? Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance. So when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to have you with me. On your podcast app, I'd appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. That's really easy. Whatever app you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And when you get that, just hit that subscribe button. You can leave a five-star review, too, if you'd like to. And that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So this past week, Kamala Harris sat down for her first one-on-one interview with a very friendly interviewer by the name of Stephanie Ruhle from MSNBC. Now, Stephanie Ruhle formerly came from CNBC, and before that she was maybe one of the other business channels, but I forget, but her background was really business. But Stephanie Ruhle's on the Bill Maher show recently, arguing with Bret Stephens of the New York Times, and talking, the two of them were arguing with each other about, Bret Stephens was saying that, you know, Kamala Harris needs to give more specifics. We need more answers. We need to understand what her policies are. And Ruhle was basically saying that, no, we don't, you know, because she is, she's giving us some broad overviews, and her campaign's really about joy and happiness. And I'm thinking, really? Joy and happiness? I don't see any joy and happiness in that. But anyway, that's what it's all about. And after she did the interview, now remember, this is she's being interviewed by someone who is a staunch supporter of her. Now, that would be like, well, I can't use my wife because I can't say she's always a staunch supporter of me. But, you know, someone who idolizes me. Someone who thinks that I'm just the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, maybe you. And so you want to do an interview with me. Okay, fine. Now, I would also sit down with someone, which I've done plenty of times during my career, people who don't like one single thing about me. I'll take on those interviews as much. In fact, I would prefer that kind of interview than a softball interview. Why? Because I kind of enjoy the battle. I guess I'm a pervert. I just kind of enjoy the battle. But if I'm running for office, if I want to be the next commander-in-chief of the United States of America, if I want to be the president of the United States of America, I really do want to take tough questions because I know that I'm playing to an audience that some are going to like me, some are not going to like me, and my job is to just give honest answers about what my policies are so that I can, you know, gather a coalition of voters who will vote for me. That's what every politician is trying to do. They understand that there is a base of support for their opposition. And there is nothing they can do to get, there's nothing I could do to get them to vote for me. Nothing at all. And then there's this group of base voters over here that, again, think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they're going to vote for me regardless of what I say. But then there's this wide swath in the middle who either truthfully or they pretend to be undecided. And they're trying to figure out, really, kind of, and I do believe there are truly some undecided voters. I don't think it's very big anymore, but I do think they are there. And so a politician's job is to, you know, articulate in an objective manner with appropriate language what their policies will be and what they will do in hopes of attracting those undecided, those unaffiliated voters to come and vote for them. Now, a lot has to do with your tone. A lot has to do with your attitude. A lot has to do with how you express yourself, how succinct you are, how you're able to get across your point to those voters. But I also know that politicians sit down I don't want you to, or put both hands on the steering wheel. So I don't want you to drive off the road when I say this. Do you know that some politicians lie? Yeah, let that sink in a minute. Some politicians lie. Well, let's go back to the Stephanie Ruhle, Kamala Harris interview, in which she was asked very softball questions, although the very first question from Stephanie Ruhle was something to the effect of, pardon me, you have changed your position on many issues, including X, whatever X was. Explain to the voters why. And she gave this, like, mind-numbing answer that made no sense to me whatsoever. And I'm fairly logical, and I'm fairly smart, and I can kind of read between the lines sometimes. I couldn't make any sense out of it. So Stephanie Ruhle goes on to MSNBC, and she defends this really one-sided interview that she does with Kamala Harris. And her defense of it tells you everything you need to know, one, about the cabal, but more importantly, about those people among you. Yes, they exist among you, and they watch MSNBC, and they believe that what MSNBC says is the truth.
And the host of the 11th Hour, Stephanie Ruhle, joins us. Retired CIA officer Mark Polymeropoulos. He's an NBC News security and intelligence analyst and staff writer at The Atlantic. Franklin Bohr.
I mean, this is, I've always said, yeah.
This is
amazing. Night of the Thousand Stars in the morning. Doing the trapeze in a couple of hours, wrestling bears. Well, Mark, why have you wrestled bears? It's going to be like,
I can wrestle bears.
I want to start,
Steph.
Yeah, Stephanie,
you were a banner.
Nika.
These people are so self-absorbed with themselves. They live in this bubble in the Washington, D.C., New York City corridor where most of these news networks are located. And they roam among themselves, they breed among themselves, they eat among themselves, they sleep among themselves. I mean, look at Joe Scarborough and Nika Brzezinski. There's a classic example of it. Two separate hosts that are now either married or in a common law marriage or something, but make no bones about it. And they all just feed off each other. It's just disgusting.
Nika likes watching Fox News.
No, I don't like it, but I do watch it.
All day, just to be like, to catastrophize.
No.
And yesterday I noticed that Howie Kurtz was saying that you launched a softball interview with Kamala Harris. And you seem to be the running banner for about 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Softball interview this interview was, of course, nothing like Donald Trump and Sean Hannity, I'm sure. But I'm just curious what your thoughts were about Fox News desperately suggesting that she bombed a softball interview.
Well,
now, let's just pause for a moment. Trump sits down with Sean Hannity and they do interviews that I think are pretty softball interviews because obviously Hannity is a strong supporter of Trump and that's fine. And MSNBC is a strong supporter of Kamala Harris and that is fine. But the difference is Trump more than willing goes into enemy territory to sit down just like you do with the National Association of Black Journalists. That was not going to be that. That was enemy territory because those journalists were out for blood. He goes all the time. J.D. Vance, my gosh, J.D. Vance has been on all of the Sunday news shows taking slings and arrows from all of them. Kamala Harris is hiding everywhere.
Well, to Fox News, I would say thank you because as I learned from Donald Trump,
all press is good press, so I am thrilled to be all over their airwaves all day long.
Could I buy one of your watches when you do a brand of watches?
Yeah, it was great because I was watching Fox News, and I'm now excited about Melania's memoir. I'm going to have to pick that up this weekend, and I can get a silver coin that Donald Trump launched on Monday. Obviously, one of the 100 grand watches, and I haven't gotten my sneakers yet, but I'm sure they can tell me where to get them. No, that's nonsense.
You know what she just did there, right? She just, in a joking manner, just denigrated Donald Trump because she knows this audience. And she is playing to that audience. And so they're laughing and joking, hee-hawing about it, and it's all so funny. But it's actually a serious point. Fox News called you a softball interview. How do you address that? Well, she doesn't. Until we get to this.
Obviously, for anybody who watched the interview I did with Vice President Harris, we sat down for 25 minutes and we talked about one single topic. The economy. It is the number one issue for voters. If Donald Trump would like to sit down and have that same conversation, I'm ready for you. And I think it's hugely important. And it's a vulnerability for both candidates. But it's really tricky, Joe, because, you know, you obviously want to cover all of these topics. But to just do it with one candidate, it's hard because many people feel like she's speaking in platitudes. She's speaking about an economic vision and she's not giving details. She's got an 80-page detailed policy proposal, and do I think that...
Which, if you go look at, ought to scare the crap out of you.
She answers every single question and gives people exactly what they want. She doesn't. Do you know why? Because she's a politician. And none of them do. They all speak in platitudes. But Donald Trump has given absolutely nothing except mass deportations, which would be a huge issue for our economy. And he just says, you know, I delivered you the best economy ever, and I'm going to put across, you know, blanket tariffs. But the thing that I think she needs to answer for more is, despite all of the economic wins over the last 4 years, despite the fact that Donald Trump emotionally connected with that blue-collar worker, but he didn't deliver for that blue-collar worker.
Now, I want you to stop and think about that. What's going on here? Propaganda. I would renew the question. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Are your neighbors? Is your family? How are those mortgage rates? How are those gas prices? How's that inflation? How's the price of groceries? How's your car insurance? How are your property taxes? How's your income tax? Yeah. That's why she wouldn't answer any questions. I'll be right back.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named best overall diabetes supply company 4 years in a row by Verywell Health. We carry all major brands and we'll work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-905-5954. 888-905-5954. That's 888-905-5954.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Owners
Renters, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Don't forget, you can always send me a text message. In fact, sometimes text messages derail the program. The number on your message app is 33103. 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Goober number 8879 writes, Mike, give me a break. Donald Trump is completely laughable. He's a freaking joke. Everyone is laughing at him. He can't go 2 days without an epic all-caps meltdown. And then in all caps, Goober number 8879 yells at me and says, how can you still support him? ! Kettle, meat, pot. Pot, meat, kettle. So you're upset that Trump can't go 2 days without an epic all-caps meltdown, and then you have an all-caps meltdown. I find people hilarious. But it's a serious question. Forget for a moment whether or not you think Donald Trump is laughable or not. Let's think about what is at stake in this election. And what's at stake in this election is abundantly clear. And it is not that Donald Trump is a dictator. He's not. It's not that Donald Trump is going to start World War III. He's not. It's not that Donald Trump is somehow going to what? Give tax breaks just to millionaires and billionaires. He is not. We have empirical evidence against every single one of those things. But over here on the left side of the political spectrum, we have empirical evidence that the Biden-Harris coalition is for the Green New Deal, for example, in which they want to mandate the destruction of the internal combustion engine. At the same time that we're going to restart one of the nuclear power plants, I forget which one now, one of the ones that was involved in one of the meltdowns, which was not a meltdown, because there's so much power needed for AI, artificial intelligence. And so at the time that we ought to be embracing all forms of energy, at the time that we ought to be allowing people to make their own choice about what forms of energy to use, if you want to drive an EV, I don't give a rat's ass. Go have at it. You want to drive a hybrid? Have at it. If I want to drive an internal combustion engine, then that should be my choice. This current administration does not believe in freedom or choice or freedom of choice. They want to mandate how you're going to live. They believe in a centralized, centrally controlled economy. That's Marxism. And Marxism always kind of flounders and plunders into communism. And that's exactly where the Democrat Party, the current iteration of the Democrat Party, is taking us. At the same time that the populist iteration of the Republican Party is trying to recapture the idea of living in individual liberty and individual freedom. That's the stark choice in this election. And I don't care how bombastic or how loud-mouthed Donald Trump is. I don't care when he exaggerates or whatever he does. He's pretty bombastic because he's like most New Yorkers that I know. Even New Yorkers that have not lived in New York I got a couple of friends that live here in Colorado that are true New Yorkers. And they haven't lived in New York in 20 years. And they're still, among all of my friends, probably the loudest, most bombastic of all. Because that's just who they are. That's the nature of the beast. So I'm looking at two coalitions. A coalition is trying to push toward individual freedom and liberty, trying to restore the Constitution, trying to restore, for example, the entire concept of federalism, versus over here, let's you know, sick 87,000 IRS agents on the middle class. Let's you know, mandate what you can eat or not eat. Let's you know, use climate change as a cudgel to determine how you're going to live, create these 15-minute cities, all of these things that all the leftists want to do, all the environmental greeny weenies want to do, which is totally uncalled for. In fact, we'll talk about that in the next hour. So I'm voting for a coalition. And my coalition is a coalition that believes in freedom and liberty and choice. And the coalition over here believes in a centralized, controlling federal government, dictating not just to state and local governments, but dictating to individuals how you will live your life. And so I think you, 8879, personify that kind of individual that is so infused, you're so infected with Trump derangement syndrome that you can't step back and see the stark choice that this election presents to us. I also very much worry about international affairs. And maybe that's just because of my background. But Kamala Harris does not in any way whatsoever have the ability, the intelligence, the IQ, whatever it takes to stand up to Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, Hezbollah, Hamas, Maduro in Venezuela, any of these tyrannical dictators around the country, around the world. Donald Trump and that coalition does. And that's why I'm making this choice. Absolutely making that choice. So Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
$7,451. That's how many people kick the bucket, buy the farm, or cash in their chips every day in the United States. Yep, that means five people will meet their maker during this commercial. And no, our commercials are not the cause. Half of those who punch the clock for the final time will do so without life insurance. Don't wait another day to buy life insurance. If you're a 50-year-old male, a tad porky with a touch of diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. With more verified five-star reviews than any other Lou on the radio, Big Lou has saved thousands of people, thousands, on their term life insurance premiums. For affordable life insurance for you, call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He doesn't want to be number 7,452. Call 800-529-2856 or biglou.com.
Hi, I'm John Welsh, and I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.